And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
left over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
eat
or to
chew.
And you said he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't what it
swallow it.
And something that people eat for breakfast is white things. Made out of ground up corn.
Grits.
Mm-hmm. What about something they make out of corn? They soak the corn.
They what?
Something people make by soaking corn in lye.
Lye homily.
Okay.
Homily.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally, maybe out in the woods?
Shinny.
Mm-hmm. What is that exactly?
Well, that's it's in the whiskey farm, but since it's made illegally, they give it the name of shanty. But it's made with corn and barley and wheat and sugar, so on like that.
When you talk about shanty, could it be just any kind of illegal whiskey, whether it's very good or very bad? It doesn't make any difference the quality? Or
most of the other bees good. Mm-hmm. But I guess it would be bad, it would be a failure, and I don't know. That's just my estimate, my idea about it. But most in general, it comes out good.
Uh-huh. What would you call whiskey that's just very poor quality? Do you ever hear any special names for that?
No, I don't think I have.
Do you ever hear whiskey called Splow?
No.
And beer that you make at home, you'd call that?
We already call it homebrew.
Okay. And say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you tell somebody, would you just that?
Smell.
Okay. And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the pure.
Okay, or this is
genuine.
And if you were buying something wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it in
the bulk?
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits.
Jellies, jams.
And something you'd season your food with.
Pepper, salt.
And say there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
What would I tell him?
Well, he'd tell you.
He wanted apple.
And say, he doesn't live here, he lives
next door.
Or is he living
over the way?
Do you ever say yonder or yonder?
No. On the next street over the way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say yonder?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How would they say that?
Well, we have a song, see him in the yonder land.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the sentences that comes out, you know, sensibly.
Mm-hmm.
In the yonder's land. That's so far off. But other than that, no.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
They were rich.
We're talking about his father being rich. Next door was a child. What father was rich?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
I would say the child's father next door had more than we did.
Uh-huh. You say next door was a child that his father was richer, whose father was richer?
I say his father.
Uh-huh. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach.
Whatever what?
If you have a lot of peach trees, then you have a peach.
What I say, could I have a peach?
No, if someone has a lot of peach trees, you call that a peach.